Good morning. My name is Frances Vanderwart. I'm a senior at Stamford High School, and I've been going to St. Luke's for 17 years and singing in the choir for 12. I'm going to New York University for college starting in the fall, but I've opted to spend my freshman year at the university's London campus. This is exciting, but it also brings with it the usual anxieties of change and coming of age that are associated with going to college and or living on one's own, away from family, for the first time. These more universal fears are perhaps slightly magnified for me, as I'm going to be living in a foreign country by myself after having never lived anywhere but Fairfield County, with anyone but my immediate family. The 17 years that I've spent here in Connecticut have been defined in large part by my association with the church, to an extent that is maybe unusual for somebody of my generation and demographics. I'll be honest, there have been times in my life that my attitude towards the fact of my statistically excessive church going was more begrudging, particularly in elementary and middle school. At these times, I felt that I was only continuing to attend services, sing in the choir, and complete confirmation to satisfy the desires of my parents. This attitude began to change sometime in early high school. I'm not entirely sure why. I suppose it's probably due to the simple fact of maturation on my part. But I am sure that I'm now able to see clearly the experience of having been brought up in the church. I also realize that a majority of the most important relationships of my life with some of the best people that I've known, Daniel McGrew, Michael Toy, Danny and Abigail, Neil Campbell, Mr. P, Elizabeth Brunig, to name a few, have been facilitated by this place. These are things that I can now say that I'm immensely grateful for. In today's gospel, Christ speaks to the disciples in his resurrected form. They are, understandably, shocked and confused. It's difficult for the disciples to accept what they're seeing in front of them, the living body of somebody they know to be dead. Christ proves his corporeality to them by asking the disciples to touch him and by eating a piece of fish in front of them. The disciples' difficulty in grasping this reality comes from the fact that they are of the created order and are limited by it. Christ, in his resurrection, is also of the created order, but he's not subject to it in the same way that the disciples are. And it's for this reason that the disciples have trouble recognizing the holiness that is standing in front of them. It follows, then, that accepting Christ is difficult. But the resurrection shows us that it's possible, because the way that we as humans are bound to God through his love trumps even the way that we are bound to this created order, or to the other things that we bind ourselves to in our day-to-day lives, such as money, power, objects, or situation. This fact, that God's love for me defeats my material state of being at any given moment, eases my anxiety about this strange, transitory time of my life and the change that I'll be experiencing in a matter of months. A change in circumstance, for better or for worse, does not change the fact that we are God's children and he loves us. I don't think I'd be able to recognize this fact at this juncture had I not grown up at St. Luke's. I found that it doesn't matter how lost I may feel or what chaos exists in my life. The relationship with God that I found at St. Luke's is always there, a consolation. The act of reinforcing this through worshiping with people I love makes me feel more whole and more known than I would have otherwise. It's something I find I can always fall back on, and it makes me feel that the right thing to do is never very far from my reach. I rarely feel that my life lacks meaning. I don't expect any of this to fundamentally change when I leave, because these things are more permanent. God's love for us is much more enduring than any place that we live or any life that we inhabit. It's for this reason that I believe that all of us will, more or less, be okay. This phenomenon is something fundamentally larger than we are or could ever expect to be. In the face of this, we should continue to be open to change, be willing to grow and be surprised by beauty, mystery, and love. We should keep learning and living our lives in the most loving ways that we can. Thank you.